On page 77, then, the Pope highlights the idea that at the heart of messages of peace, the Pax Christi is not necessarily opposed to the Pax Augusti, specifying that the peace of Christ surpasses the peace of
Augustus. Oh, I think I read that then. That was in the newspaper I read yesterday.
As heaven surpasses earth.
Kind of peace.
Can you explain the Pax Augusti, which refers to Augustus?
Yes. Well, that would be political peace, because Augustus went around the world in 14 and found that the whole world was really pacified under Roman rule, of course, and there were no wars going on, and that's why you have the Ara Pacis in Rome along the Tiber there, over Gadet, across the street from Augustus's tomb. And that altar was built after Augustus reviewed the whole world and found the whole world was in peace. But that was political and military peace. They would say Pax Christi, of course, is going to be a little of a different nature, moral peace or human peace or interior peace. It's a different kind of a system.
So when Jesus was born, Augustus was emperor, no?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of an emperor was Augustus?
Gift to the world, and for a long time. What is it, what I figure? Well, 31, 14, almost like 50 years. He was the emperor of Rome and organized the thing. He stopped the civil wars, and there was a lot of justice. He was very wise, a young man. He was really a good person. And so it was a really a golden age that Virgil talked about in his fourth Eclogue.
What did Virgil say about him in Latin?
Well, that's the famous Sicili Desmuse Paolo Maiora Canamus, his fourth Eclogue on the coming of the Messiah. That was written actually before the B.C., but it's the same age where the world was waiting for the end of wars and for a golden age, and really Augustus just happened to be right there at that time. So it was really a beautiful time. That's what even Luke says when, you know, the reign of Augustus and everything else, and that was the Pax Romana.
So where does the Pax Romana fit in with the Pax Christi and the Pax Augusti?
Well, it was Christi. It was the Pax Christi that came into, that was born into the Pax Romana. And a lot of people would say, even to this day, that without the peace of Augustus, Christianity would have had quite a greater difficulty, because there was communication all over the world. There weren't disruptions, terrible disruptions, really, for maybe, let's say 200 years. Things were quiet around the Mediterranean, and Christianity just flourished in there. Had there been civil wars all over the place, things would have been much more difficult. So a lot of people say it was providential that the Romans organized the world, and then Christ came on and put this topping on the Roman peace. Cum ulavit Christus pace sua, ipsam Augusti pacem, et pacatum orbem Christus regebat. Christ was ruling the world, Pacatum of Romanus, the world having been pacified by the Romans. So it was very, very nice. Christians just capitalized on Roman peace, there's no doubt about it.
Topping, you didn't say the word topping, a cherry on the cake.
If you look in your dictionaries, cumulare means to top the, accumulate, to put the top on the top of the hill. So you'd say, Pax Christi, Pacem Romanam, cumulavit, put the topping on the hill of the Roman peace. There's a word, put the topping. We have all those words are much better in Latin.
Listen, if someone asks you to translate the Pope's book into Latin, would you like to do that?
Yeah, it would be easy. Oh, that would be a delight. You could recite the thing. I would just recite it. I dictate the whole book. You could do that over the weekend.
Basically,
one's going to do that, but you have too many books already.
Well, basically, it's what Matthew and Luke say about Jesus' infancy.
The infancy narrative, certainly.
If you had to send a message to the Emperor Augustus for this Good. Christmas.
What would I say?
Yeah, in Latin.
Fax in di, e florescas, et vigescas in perpetuum. May the gods bring it about that you blossom and are vigorous forever.
Okay, I have a suggestion. Who were the emperors when Jesus was alive?
Well, that's the thing. It was Augustus, and then it was Tiberius, and that's why, even no matter how you figure it out, because Tiberius ended up in 37 A.D., which means Jesus wasn't there anymore. So he was born under Augustus. That was a long reign. And then from 14 to 37, which is 23 years, is Tiberius. And I also mentioned when Jesus said, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, got it, and to God the things that are God, he was talking about the Emperor Tiberius. No matter how you calculate it, it must be the Emperor Tiberius, who at that time was more or less out of his mind and crazy raving, kind of an idiot, in Capri, on his mountain villa in Capri. For the last, I think, 9 years of his reign, he never even came back to Rome. So Jesus is still saying, give to Caesar, and we would understand this mad raving Tiberius, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's.
How do you say that? And give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's?
As in, redite Caesari quaestum Caesaris, et Dei, et Deo Dei. Give to thing to Caesar Caesari quaestum Caesaris, which are Caesar, et Deo quaestum Dei, and to God the things that are of God. But the fact that he was talking about kind of a crazy Tiberius is rather interesting. When St. Paul says, let's pray for the king, you know, and the emperor, well, he was talking about Nero. And Nero was crazy too, but in spite of that, St. Paul says, let's pray for the ruler, the king, the emperor, what he called him, and no matter how you want to calculate that, he's talking about Nero. After Claudius, from 54 to 68 for 14 years, and St. Paul is going to come right in that period in there, and still he says, you know, I know, precomini pro rege, he says for the king. There was only one king in the world in those days. Precomini pro rege, eusque salute, and for his well-being, I forget St. Paul's quote there.
Okay, Twitter a message to Tiberius before he got mad and retired to Capri.
Tiberius, utinam Augusti Imperatoris Concilia, propositaque ipse tu prosequaris. May you continue the ideas and the proposals of Augustus.
And the warmest of thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently teaching in the United States, but was for many years papal Latinist, serving under many popes.